Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Session of Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. Come on, you can do it with me. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air in the chat room. Hey, let others know about the show. Let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, people you know you can irritate the crud out of. I think it's a lot of fun. That's just me, though. I'm a little whacked in that area anyhow. But I think it's great. Again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved, you can make a donation. That's always cool, too. I don't mind donations. Seriously. And then you just really, truly send your friends there as well. Let your friends know about the show. I mean, unless you really don't like this show. If you don't like the show, then keep your mouth shut. Don't tell anybody anything. You know, it's we kind of joked about it in the last hour, but it's so true. You know, the Democrats used to pound on Trump for lying. They called him liar in chief, and they always, as a matter of fact, they do that with all Democrats, with all Republican presidents. But they never call out their own stuff. And now even the press and others are getting teed off at Biden and the quote unquote Biden administration, because they don't see them as being honest and true. Not very transparent. Remember, they had the same complaint about Obama, that he was not forthright, forthcoming, upfront, any of that, right? And for you people who voted for Biden, I'm, you know what? I have no, especially if you're in those unions, I have no sympathy for you. Absolutely none. You knew what he was going to do because he did it. He did it in the administration he was with before. Boeing outsourcing their technology again overseas. You know, you were okay with Biden, right, threatening the Ukrainian president to get his son off the hook, but when Trump was doing it to these companies to a degree, to make them keep jobs here, to stay here, you were not okay with that. And the Keystone Pipeline probably put out close to, when you talk about all, you people never, some of you people, not all of you, never think this through. When you talk about the Keystone Pipeline, it wasn't just the pipeline workers. It wasn't just the oil workers. It was the maintenance workers in the areas that that pipeline went through. It was electricians, carpenters, plumbers, service people, business owners in the cities where the workers who worked on that pipeline worked. Now they're out of business. For all intents and purposes, they're out of business. But it's okay. There's happiness on the horizon. Because all those people out of work will be able to get themselves a good, safe, green job, especially those that don't exist right now. They're out of their minds. The way they think is just asinine. I'm sorry, but it is. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Ford is cutting its shifts now, you heard. Some of the plants that have three shifts are going down to one shift. They say it's because of the global economy and or global shipping. I don't know if that's totally true. I talked to a group that has a large group of car dealerships. You know, you see them all over the place. What they call car malls, you know, where they have a bunch of dealerships in one place. And they were telling me that, you know, car sales are down, but new car sales are way down. Because people are keeping their cars longer. Why? Guess what? They're not driving as far. Which means they're not filling up as much, which means they're not paying as much gas tax as they were before. But they are selling the used cars. Because people can't afford the new ones. I don't know. Again, do they really think this stuff through? Do they think it doesn't make a big deal? I don't think there's a sense of reality behind really the thought of what they don't think through the consequences of what they're saying. Right? I mean, Joe Biden says he, you know, he loves the police now. Two gaffes, one from a staff member who thinks that, you know, one of the biggest threats to society or police. Are we for real? Yeah, Joe Biden could never be a threat to society, right? Look at the difference. When Donald Trump was president, the wall is secure. The border was secure. Right? Mexico was taking back those people that were coming in because Donald Trump made a deal with them. So what's happening now? Now that Biden, the weak one, is in control, you have massive surge at the border. You've got all these undocumented children, my butt. There's 16-year-old MS-13 and older coming over and coming through again. Do the Dems just love the chaos? I mean, I'm trying to understand. Because that's what you get. You get chaos when you don't have control of the border. The Border Patrol agents are just out of their minds with this. You know, and I don't blame them. And I'm sure, you know, you the people who did the pipeline, the union that runs that, now they're all irritated, bent out of shape. Do you blame them? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll come back from the break. Richard Manning's going to join me. And he's the president of Americans for Limited Government. And he's worked both in the Trump and Bush administrations, all about labor. But you look at what's happening right now. You look at the communication team that's in place. You've got to be scared, because they're not going to give you what you're looking for. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive. Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different implants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW. 855-732-5560. Before I get to my guest, let's go to the phones. I don't know, Carolina. Anthony. Out of North Carolina. You want to talk about the pipeline, Anthony?
Yes, Joe. How you
doing? Good. How you doing, sir?
Great, man. You know, I listen to your show because of music. Now I listen to your show because you serve a good purpose to all Americans and to everybody. And, you know, sometimes I listen to your show real loud in a gym when I lift weights. And it's so loud and annoying. It kind of annoys some of the people out of the gym, you know, but thank you for what you did in
the
country.
I appreciate that very much. So talk to me about the pipeline. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, my thoughts are this is really the most messed up thing in the world, and I'm going to put it down pretty simple. Joe Biden shouldn't be president, but he is, and there you go. Food in by voter fraud. And it's not legal to say that one here because it is voter fraud. So people are hearing this. To all the people, to all the thousands of workers that got laid off, my heart goes out too. And I wonder, where do we go from here, Jim? Where do we go from here when all these workers are laid off? They can't get these plant-based jobs that pay us $15 an hour, you know?
Yeah.
What's your thoughts?
Well, I'm going to hang up and you have you listen because I want to get to my guest too, but I'm going to answer your question. Look, Rand Paul came out the other day, and again, I'm not always 100% on board with him. And Anthony, by the way, I appreciate the call and I appreciate you listening, but I'm in 100% agreement with him. I've been preaching this for years. It seems like we can't break in at the federal level or look at what's happening at the federal level with the stealing and the cheating and what have you. I do believe that Trump won this election. I do believe that Joe Biden and many others cheated to get him in there, and we're stuck with him for the moment as president until President Harris takes over. But until we start taking back our locals, start taking back our school boards, water boards, city councils, and that kind of thing, local races, the state races, we've got 37 states right now, okay, have Republican legislators. And Rick Green was on the show last week. We're talking about a certain type of constitutional state convention. We can make changes. It's time for it. The only two revolutions we have is a physical bloody one or one that happens through a constitutional change. And if we can get more of these states, if we get more of these local cities back, we can take this back. This is not dead. Again, for my true longtime patriots, remember that our founding fathers went up against the most powerful military on the planet and we won. I don't believe we have the kind of fighters we had back then, but we have enough of them. We have enough patriots. We have enough people that love this country that will make this happen. At least that's how I see it. Anthony, again, thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. Let me bring him on with me. I always appreciate my time with him as well. We've got Richard Manning on with us. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government, and he's worked both at the Trump administration and with the Bush administration. Richard, thanks for being with me.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
You know, let me ask you the question. I mean, what I just said and what the caller, we're not lost. We can take this back if we truly fight for it, and we may have to fight for it city by city, county by county, state by state to get this back. You agree?
Yeah, 100% correct. You know, we can win on the federal level, but if we don't start winning school boards and taking the education of our children back, all of it's for naught. And, you know, and so the school boards are the easiest ones to deal with because there's such low turnout in those elections that relatively few people can elect a school board. And remember, the reason that teachers' unions are so powerful is because they spend their resources electing the school boards that then choose, they then do the contracts with them. And so they get the lucrative pensions and all that because they are electing the people who are supposed to be negotiating with them. The people have to take that process back. We can't allow the teachers' unions to determine if our kids are going to be going to school or not, because if that's the case, the kids will never go to school again. So let's just, because they get paid either way, it doesn't matter to them. So it's, when you get down to it, that's where we have to start. And as you said, the Republican Party controls top to bottom 25 states, and will control, and has at least one legislature in 37. And so what we know about that is, at least in 25 states right now, you have the governor, the House, and the Senate, all in alignment, all Republican. We need to make certain that our election laws in those states are fixed, that we aren't dependent upon mail-in balloting, that mail-in balloting is rare, that voter identification is required. And the reason for that, Joe, isn't because we want to deny people the right to vote. It's because we want to make sure that every person's vote counts the same. And and all those people want to say something different, they're lying to you. It is the real travesty are people like Stacey Abrams who believe that they can basically create votes, as many votes as they need to win. And those people are not, if they're not real, if they're from out of state, if they aren't actually real voters, legal voters, then they have no business participating in any U.S. election. And that's what we have to do, is make certain that the elections are fair by virtue of making certain that only legal voters can vote.
Oh, agreed. If you want to see how good, and by the way, I have to reprimand you. I believe you just made fun of a Nobel Peace Prize nominee. Did you not? I mean,
oh yeah, I apologize, but you know, any place that gives Barack Obama a Nobel Peace Prize before he ever does anything, and fails to give Donald Trump one when he creates peace in the Middle East in four different countries, you've got to, you know, that organization has kind of lost a little bit of credibility themselves. So if we're going to put shame on anybody, we'll put it out. We'll just aim it.
Just when I see stuff like that and I hear stuff, I go, oh, come on. How to really devalue what was once a very treasured prize, one that you really gave a lot of credit to. And now you look at, to your point, giving it to Barack Obama before he steps in office, President Trump, who basically done what no other president did before, actually did bring peace to the Middle East. And I think what Biden just did, I know this is off topic, but I think what Biden just did in, you know, giving money or getting friendly and with the Palestinians again is going to bring violence back to that area, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you one other thing he did that slipped under the radar. It was played as, oh, Biden's trying to prove that he's going to stay tough on trade. But what he actually did is the Trump administration dropped sanctions on the UAE, United Arab Emirates, on their aluminum exports. And we dropped those sanctions as part of that peace deal. And the Biden administration has immediately come in and reinstated those trade sanctions against UAE. What does that mean? It means that one of the primary, you know, kind of like hooks that we use to be able to attract the UAE into this agreement with Israel, the Biden administration didn't let a week go by before they sought to undermine those peace agreements.
Yeah,
because they
Richard, hold that thought. We got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mastin, your host. Don't go far. Richard will be with us on the other side. Yeah, sorry.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On his first trip to the State Department since taking office, President Biden had words of encouragement.
America is back. Diplomacy is back at the center of our foreign policy.
The president said he wants to work things out diplomatically, but the U.S. will once again stand up against aggression.
I made it clear to President Putin, in a manner very different from my predecessor, that the days of the United States rolling over in the face of Russia's aggressive actions, interfering with our elections, cyber attacks, poisoning its citizens, are over.
He said he'll stop the withdrawal of troops stationed in Germany, in support for Saudi Arabia's military offensive in Yemen, and make support for LGBTQ rights a cornerstone of democracy. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. We're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, be part of, like I say. You know, we talk a lot about the show on the stuff that, like, I'm not a conspiracy guy. I believe in the deep state, but probably not the way some other people do. The quote-unquote shadow type of government where things are being done behind the scenes, whether it's to get the president to go. I think President Trump was given a boatload of misinformation, and that's why some of the things happened under his presidency that probably wouldn't have happened. Again, when you're new to that kind of position, I know it's not the presidency, but when I got on the school board, there were a lot of things I didn't know, a lot of things I didn't understand. And at the time, there was some staff that would give you information because they wanted you to go in their direction. So, you know, again, you got to pay attention to what's going on around you. And the school boards are important because when it comes to education, look at what's out there on the street today. Look at what these kids are doing and what they don't know. Tearing down statues of Abraham Lincoln in the name of racism. They're not very smart people. And we've raised those people. We've allowed them to go through the education system. We've allowed the education system to be dumbed down to a point where black kids don't know anything about the Civil War. I play those clips on a regular basis. They don't know when we won our independence or who we won it from. This is our fault. We need to take back the school boards. Then you go after the city councils and you work your way up from there. Richard Manning joins me. He's the president of the Americans for Limited Government, and he's worked both under the Trump and the Bush administration. So, Richard, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
So, I could be all over the place with you tonight, but we'll get back, because I've been having a ball with this. I've been watching the White House press room, almost like tuning into Comedy Central on a regular basis. It's a whole different altered universe. I mean, here's a group of people that kept telling us, you know, how transparent they were going to be, how honest they were going to be with us, that Joe Biden had a handle on all these things. And we're getting just the opposite, if you would, aren't we?
Well, it's not any surprise to me. I mean, this is a guy who didn't meet with the press like virtually the entirety of his campaign. Do you think suddenly they're going to have an open, transparent government, an open, transparent presidency? No, it's a you get right down to it, they attacked the press corps with so just vile in their contempt for the Trump administration that they are now finding out what it's like to deal with a press team that really looks at them, looks down on them in a way that the Trump team never did. They look at them as being nothing more than lapdogs. You know, when the press is supposed to be watchdog, but in the Trump administration, they were rabid Rottweilers who were totally without any kind of capacity to have control. And here in the Biden administration, they're the Labradoodles. And it's, so that's who they are. That's what they choose to be because they chose to become political affiliates, political sycophants, rather than actual reporters. And now they're facing a situation where, you know, the audacious thing that could happen is the White House say, well, why don't you submit us your questions, and that way we can be prepared for the press briefing.
Yeah, that's the reason
they did that. The reason, I mean, Joe, this is very simple. If you're in the White House press corps, you are dependent upon the White House to provide you information. You can either be adversarial and understand that you're not going to get any information or get very little, or you can be a sycophant and try to sit there and have the White House feed you information as a result. The White House, by asking for the questions in advance, is a test. Who's going to play ball? Who's going to give us a tip on what they want to talk about? Who's going to tell us so we can be prepared for all the questions? And who should we call on as a result? And anybody who does not slip them, you know, some ideas about what might be asked in advance is suddenly not going to be viewed as being as friendly as those who do. And trust me, in the competitive world of media, there will be reporters in that press room who will be having their questions slipped to the press team in advance. And those questions will get asked. They will get answered, and more importantly, those people are the ones that can be brought back and given special briefings and the like and given access to people in the administration that wouldn't exist otherwise.
Don't you find it interesting that the people in Trump's team were so well informed about what was going on around them, what was going on at the White House, that they didn't need any prep or anything. They were pretty much ready for everything. Now, this press team, from the minute they stepped out to the podium from day one, had no clue what was going on behind them. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, and what's amazing about that is, you know, the presidency doesn't get any easier than the first day. Okay, on the first day, everything was a setup. They knew which executive orders were going to be signed. They knew kind of how they wanted to roll out the presidency. It was all a plan. And so it's like the first day or the first week of the presidency is a lot like in a football game where the offensive coordinator has the first 10 plays scripted. And so the team knows exactly what they're going to do for the first 10 plays of the game on offense. And that's a lot like what happens with a press corps. You know what your game is, and you haven't had any of the extraneous stuff come in. All the issues that are happening at the Labor Department and on the world stage and all those things that you aren't planning on. If they can't handle the first 10 days of this presidency and be able to answer questions when it's all on their terms, they're going to be an utter and complete disaster by month two when all sorts of unplanned problems are coming down the pike and the press corps just can't take. I'll circle back to you on that. I mean, they're going to have answers. They're going to have to be able to answer things. And, oh, by the way, they might even have to have the President of the United States come out once in a while and mumble a few words.
Oh, my God. I would tune in for that. That would be a lot of fun to watch, you know? I've been joking lately that you saw the stack of EOs that was next to the President. At one point, he looks over, he's like, what am I signing here? I'm saying somebody should have said to him, Joe, that's a copy of your new book. Just keep signing them, you know, kind of thing. And he probably would have gone right through them.
They're Hunter Biden deals for China. Sign away.
Yeah, I mean, just amazing. All right. You know, already you can kind of hear in the tone of the voice of some of these reporters. It took, what, almost 8 years, truly, before the press corps started turning a little bit on Obama towards the end. They felt like they were being stifled, that they weren't getting information. I think at one point there was a well-known reporter who came out and said this has been the least transparent administration that I've seen in decades in this White House. Biden, though, is ahead of the curve. He's hit that within the first two or three, hasn't he?
Well, I think he's going to, there's again a little grumbling right now.
Yep.
But once again, the press corps controls the information, and those grumblers are not going to get any help. And notice, any reports of grumbling, it's always anonymous because the reporters know who's got the power, and who's got the power are the people with the information, and that's not them. So they can't, you know, we're talking about a pocketbook issue for reporters. If you can't get the inside scoop, as a friendly reporter in an administration, you effectively are not going to be, you're not going to get raises, you're not going to get higher profile, bigger gigs and the like. And so these guys are really trying to make careers for themselves. And, you know, some of them, you know, like Jim Acosta, he made his bones. He's going to make a lot of money because he spent all his time yelling at Donald Trump and Donald Trump's representatives. These guys aren't going to do that. They have to have relationships, and they can't have relationships unless they play ball, which means those White House press briefings are going to be really, really boring because it's going to be softball after softball tossed up there. And ones that even the new press secretary, the woman whose name starts with a P, who I don't know how to pronounce it, will be able to answer. But I have to tell you, Joe, this is a joke. It's a joke. And when they start getting ugly is when they decide that it's time that Joe Biden can't be president anymore, and when they start turning towards Kamala. Because Joe Biden's biggest problem in this administration is his vice president.
I agree with you. And I'd even go one step further. I was actually doing numbers on how long he would last. And I'm telling you, personal feeling, he's not going to last more than 8 months. He's going to have to open up at some point in time and say he's either got a medical condition or all these investigations swirling on around him is keeping him from actually acting as president. So he's going to hand it over to Harris. He's going to give him a dispensation and move on. We're going to go for a break. Joe Biden, your host. Don't go far. Be right back.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-GEO, 855-732-5563. Listen, next hour, we're going to have Matt Bellos on with me. We can talk a little bit about the difference between a health care plan and health sharing, which is totally different. And really, what we can expect under Biden when it comes to health care. I think he's going to push heavy for a single-payer system. That scares me to no end. So we'll talk more about that in the next hour. I want to get back to my guest. Richard Manning joins me. He is the president of Americans for Limited Government. He worked for both Trump and the Bush administration. Richard, before we get rolling, why don't you tell people about your organization, what it does, and how they can help you?
Sure. Americans for Limited Government is, first of all, our website is getliberty.org, getliberty.org. If you subscribe to, which is free, just give us your email address. Every single day you will receive a free newsletter with unique articles, cartoons, videos that we do uniquely. And we have some that we find that we think are interesting. We pass them along. The reason we do that is we want people to be informed. We want to make sure you have the information at your hands on the issues that we think are important. And where we differentiate from other groups is we try to pick issues that others aren't talking about, but are existential threats to the country. And one of the examples of that was President Obama decided that he was going to try to take over local zoning prerogatives from HUD, from Housing and Urban Development Department, and effectively draw your zoning maps based upon the census tract data that comes back in Washington, D.C., and take that prerogative away from the local citizens. And we fought that, and we beat that. And we beat it both by defunding it, and then eventually, finally, in the Trump administration, the entire regulation was pulled. I anticipate, and Biden has already announced he's going to try to bring it back, but we're going to be right there fighting to make certain that you're in control of your local zoning, that they're not telling you, you know, which kids are going to what school. They're not telling you where the mall has to be built. They're not telling you where the local road should be expanded or contracted, and which one should be one way and which ones should be two way. So that's the fight for local government right there, because they want to take over all the power of local government and effectively bring it back into the federal government so they can have command and control power over each and every one of us. We are going to fight like crazy to stop them. We stopped them once. We'll stop them again. Yeah, so that's just one example. Nobody talks about that. There's no money in that.
It's not a sexy issue. You know,
it's not sexy. That's right.
Yeah.
Everybody does sexy stuff, and that's fine. But we have to win the battles that are kind of the in the trench battles, the ones that matter, that end up really have fundamental differences. So one of the things people can do, go to getliberty.org, subscribe, and we have three buttons across the front. One's China existential threat, talks about the war with China that we're in. Second one is stop impeachment. Go on there. Just all you have to do is sign in there, and you'll have an email sent to your congressman, to senators. Not that it matters in California, but around the country it does. And then we have a third one. That I think it's on the, I can't remember what it's on. Doesn't matter. You'll see it. And it's really just something that's real straightforward. We try, with those things, we try to make it so if you're there, it's something that'll catch your eye. But we're fighting on local zoning, on the federal government. We're fighting on the school, on the education department, and some of the crazy stuff they want to do. And, you know, that's where we're going to make our fights. And we're fighting at the state and local level to try to stop, to pass state referendums, state resolutions, saying that we need to have a Supreme amendment to the Constitution specifying that there's only 9 justices on the Supreme Court, so they can't pack the court.
That is a Herculean feat in today's environment. I think I'd love for somebody, if we would all get on the same page and fight this thing as a total united front, I think we could win. But we have so many differences of opinion as to how to make this happen, how to stop this from happening. You know, I heard a very sad story recently, which was when Vice President Pence was, what do you want to call it, conducting the count, the voter count, that the senators didn't understand that there was truly constitutional reason behind sending it back to the states. And they didn't understand that Congress did not, each congressperson didn't get an individual vote, every state only got one vote. Now, for you to be sitting in Senate, one senator fessed up to this, he's in the Senate 20 years. Now, how is it that a layperson knows this, but you're in the Senate? You've taken a vow to uphold a Constitution, and you don't even know what's in it. It's frightening.
Yes, it is. and Joe, one of the critical things is in that vote, when people started pouring into the Capitol, breaking windows to get in, the like, at that juncture, the opportunity to get anything done that was positive in the Senate was gone. And we're paying the price in Washington, D.C., across the country, because of that today. The Republicans are, in the Senate in particular, are afraid to fight. They literally are afraid to fight because they don't want to be associated with people with the people who broke into the Capitol, and they get accused of it nonstop. The challenge is in Washington D.C. The natural thing you want to do is you want to end up being in the Washington Post, be friendly with the people in the network media, and the New York Times, even the Wall Street Journal editorial page. And if you're not, then your staff isn't able to get that for you. It's seen as being a failure. And so now it's fair game on Josh Hawley from Missouri. It's fair game on Ted Cruz from Texas, because they stood up for the fair and free vote. And by bringing up the possibility of doing that and urging just a delay so that they can investigate what had happened, they are now being subjected to threats of being expelled from the Senate based on 14th Amendment grounds, which is really crazy, except for the fact that the people who are saying it are legit people. So, there's a real penalty being paid now for people who stood up for an honest vote. And a lot of those senators are kind of cringing and don't want to be in the middle of that fight.
Richard, that's because we let that happen. We have elected people to these offices. When they don't do what they say they're going to do, or they don't stick up for the Constitution like this, we vote them in again. And these people keep saying, well, an R is better than a D. Not really. Not if they're acting exactly like a D. What's the difference at that point?
Well, what the problem is, and in California you experience this. You had a choice when Gray Davis was being recalled between Tom McClintock, who had a proven record,
yep,
and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger ended up being a sexy pick because he was a Hollywood guy, everybody knew who he was, and he was able to say things like, I'll be back, and things like that.
Yep.
But it turned out the opportunity was lost because he wasn't politically adept, and he wasn't firmly rooted in his beliefs. And as a result, we lost that opportunity. And if Tom McClintock had ended up being governor, the state of California would be in a dramatically different position than it is today.
Agreed.
And that's just the truth. And so sometimes you're better off. You were better off having Gray Davis keep his job so you could beat him in the next election with an actual primary and the like. You would have been better off under those circumstances than to elect the wrong person on the Republican side, because the minute they become the standard bearer, it is virtually impossible to dislodge them.
Yeah. And everybody thought that Schwarzenegger was going to fight because of how he was in the movies. And he got spanked with those six propositions that he put out there. He lost every one of them, and he shriveled up in a ball and he died. That was it. It was over for him at that point in time.
100%. That's 100%. The guy used to drive a Hummer onto the Capitol grounds and make fun of the environmentalists is now Mr. Green.
Yeah.
And, it's just a fact in terms of if you look at what's going on. He wants to fit in with his crowd. His Hollywood crowd demands that he do certain things, and so he's doing them. He's playing the role he has to play to keep a standing in the Hollywood crowd he wants to belong to.
And you're feeding my mantra, which I always say is, if our founding fathers were worried about what other people thought, if our founding fathers were worried about losing their property, their lives, their businesses, we'd be bowing to the Queen today. And I hope and wish and I'm believing that more and more Americans are going to step up as true patriots and make a difference.
Good news on that would have been that Prince Harry and Meghan would have moved somewhere else.
Yeah, there's a whole show we can do around those two. Okay, Richard, tell people again one last time where they can get you.
GetLiberty.org, GetLiberty.org. Please go on and subscribe. It's real easy. Just put your email in, and you'll get the newsletter, and we'll just start that relationship that way.
All right, Richard. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, people, heat up your drink,
Thank
cool
you,
down your drink, whatever you're going to do. Come on back. A lot more coming up in the next hour.